Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
Joseph Gibson here, broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com / Joseph Gibson. All right, you can log in. I don't know what's going on with the chat room. Of course, there's always something wrong with Blog Talk Radio. It's frustrating. It could be my computer. You got to update this, update that all the time. I don't know, my Adobe Flash player. I don't know what's going on, but I do see some callers on the line here tonight. I did notify several people that I was going to be on the program tonight. Of course, Elizabeth Rondo there in Yalesville, Connecticut. She's listening tonight. That's great. I got several private callers. One of them could be Mike out in Wisconsin. I'm hoping he is one of them. And then, of course, my friend in Meriden, Connecticut, and I see a couple numbers that I don't recognize. Could be people that text messages, but I don't see some numbers that should be there. And I talked about this the last time I did a show. You know, everyone, is there a show tonight? Is there a show? Yeah, meanwhile, I'm shoveling 35,000 pounds of dirt, and I'm getting text messages. Is there a show tonight? Yeah, when I do a show, you're not there. You know, I'd rather be out here working. Instead, I come out here and I do a show for people, and then the people that are bothering me about a show, they're not here. You know, you even talk to them on the phone sometimes. Yeah, okay, I'll be there, I'll be there. And then they never show up. Sometimes I think, one thing I've learned about doing this program over the years, just don't tell anybody that you're doing it. And you'll get more people that'll buzz in. You know, just don't advertise it. You'll get more people that'll listen in, actually, because they'll be wondering where you're at. It's the nature of the beast, I guess. You know, if you're not here, they wonder where you're at. So they're calling to wonder if you're there. But when you're here, I'm not going to call in, right? That just seems like that's the way it goes. It's weird, isn't it? Isn't it kind of strange? I mean, we live in backwards times today. Backwards times. It's a fact. I mean, I didn't pick any topic here tonight. I asked people, do you have a topic you want to talk about? Do you have something you want to mention? You know? And nobody's got any ideas. But then when I got a show topic, they're all blowing up my phone. Yeah, I want to talk about this. Well, I already got a program here for tonight. You know, and then they get pissed off and they go someplace else. You know? I mean, it's just ridiculous. I just don't get it. It's just the backward system we live in today. And it's a new world order, and that's what it is. It's a new world order. It's a system that people don't understand. And maybe in the future here, I'm going to start pissing off some people. Maybe I'm going to start going after these things, and we're going to start pissing off some people. And as a matter of fact, here. I had a couple suggestions here that were people that wanted to call in here, and I see one person here already here wants to talk, and you know I don't know how long, you know, like I said, I'm doing this show here, I'm operating on a shoestring here, so I'm doing the best I can for the radio show, but I've got a caller here, so let me get to this caller here first, and maybe we can carry on from that. Okay, let's see here, private caller, go ahead, because I get no help anywhere else, but go ahead, private caller.
Good evening, Joseph, and all the callers out there.
This is Mike. This is Mike, and you mentioned about your dad. If you have a phone number for your father, I would be more than happy to call him if he wants to listen. I sent you a message here, but, you know, I kind of need to know the number, you know?
Oh, okay. I'll get it to you, Joe. Okay?
All right. Well, is he going to be able to listen tonight?
Yeah. Will he be able to listen tonight? No. You got to give him time in advance.
All right. Then he can't. Okay. All right. Time in advance. Okay. That's fine. All right. Well, go ahead, Mike. You go ahead. You go first. Go ahead. I know you called in. Go ahead.
One thing I just want to mention or bring up as maybe a topic. You know, Chicago had 60 shootings over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
52, and then 2 weeks before that it was 74. So, I mean, you know, each victim is worthy of an exact number. We don't want to exaggerate numbers. But, yes, I don't want to inflate the numbers, and I don't want to digress on the numbers. But, yeah, go ahead. Carry on, Mike. I just want to make sure you were correct on our stats here. Go ahead.
Milwaukee's having at least one or two every night now. I mean, people just... They're just pulling out their gun, just shooting people for basically no reason at all. And it's like...
Well, there is a reason, Mike. There is actually a reason in their own little minds. There is a reason, actually. They have turf wars. They have drugs to fight over. They have to fight over their city, their corners. You know, I mean, so we look at it not as a reason, but it's a big deal to them, you see. There are turf wars that they believe they own those corners, and they believe that since they live there and they're a gang and therefore they should be able to control that area, and therefore they should be able to kill who they decide they want to kill, Mike. So, you know, and we've talked about gangs on this program many times. And so, Mike, you're in Wisconsin, Mike, so you're not far from Chicago, but you're talking about Milwaukee. In Milwaukee, what's going on in Milwaukee? Give us a news update, and maybe I can get the Milwaukee Police Department, and they can give us an update of what's going on there. Is this going to be another Chicago, Milwaukee? Is this going to spread around the country? I mean, every city that we live in, people are going to be gunning each other down for a city block. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, it's, I don't know what to really say, but, you know, even in small towns north of me, you know, this girl goes out for a jog, and some immigration person that's not supposed to be here follows her. You know,
the woman in Iowa, yes, we heard about that story, yes. The woman in Iowa that was gunned down and killed, and we know that guy's, you know, they made a big thing of it on the news. He's on a $5 million cash bond. Like, who the hell can make that bond, you know? I mean, you know, so they made a big spectacle of it, you know? I mean, you know, why not just say you're not going to be released until you're tried for the case? Instead, they got to make a big thing out of it because, you know, hey, maybe they can get $5 million to courts, you know? So they put this stupid bond on this guy, $5 million cash, you know, and then he's got to jump through hoops and dump, and you know, I mean, granted, he's innocent until proven guilty. So we can't say the guy is guilty until he's afforded a trial. We can't go on what the news media says. But he's already guilty of being an illegal immigrant. That's true, Mike. But, well, I mean, that's a big news story in your area out there. You may have heard more about it, so I'll
not to interrupt you, but go ahead and expunge a little more on that, if you don't mind.
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to say is that there's, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know if that's me or not.
Go ahead, Mike. You're the only one on the line right now. Go ahead.
Okay. I just don't understand why people are doing this for no reason at all. I mean, he had no reason to kill that woman. I mean, he didn't even
Mike, tell me, 20 years ago, were crimes happening? Yes, far and between. But we're living in the end times, Mike. We're living in a time, father against son, daughter against mother, brother against brother, you know?
We need Jesus and God in our life more than ever now because, you know, you haven't seen nothing yet.
You haven't seen nothing yet, and I'm going to try to get Dr. Peter Ventura on here to talk about that, too. Hopefully, he's not running around and busy. I talked to him earlier. But, Mike, stay on the line. I got another caller here, so we'll get to him. I called him, actually. Yeah, this is Brother Mercy. I want to get him on the line. So, Brother Mercy, go ahead. You want to talk about these shootings out here and what's going on here and this craziness that's going on?
Well, you know, hello, I'm glad to be back on. I'm glad you're back on the show. You know, glad to have you, everybody back. I just wanted to say, too, that, you know, I mean, if you go back to the cowboy days, I mean, people shooting each other in cowboy days, and it was just a regular, normal life. People just got their guns out and took justice in their own hands. I mean, if you look at our history,
Brother Mercy, there was more of moral justice there. I mean, if you cheated a guy, you were able to shoot him and kill him in the street. You know, yeah, you're right. You know what I mean? I mean, if you cheated me in cards, Brother Mercy, I was able to pull my .44 caliber out and blow your head off.
How you know these guys ain't playing no cards? How you know? All you know is somebody died. You don't know what happened prior to that. What, you know, if they had a deal, if they had owed a bet, or if it was, you know, it could have been anything. All we're looking at
is
people dead. We don't know what. Now, back in the day, you say if somebody cheated somebody, you thought that was morally right, right? You thought that was morally right.
You're absolutely correct. But Mike's talking about, maybe, but Mike brought up an interesting subject here, Brother Mercy. As this is happening now in the small towns, the little areas in the country now. So, you know, I don't understand. But go ahead. Continue on, Brother Mercy. Go ahead. Continue on.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, times have changed. But the way I see it is just the we've already been through this part of history. We've already seen, you know, people die, whatever. But I just feel like it's just a different, you know, people in a different mindset. But the way I see it, history repeats itself. I mean, I've already seen this. My dad would love watching cowboy movies, and to me, this is nothing but a cowboy movie. You know, that's all I'm seeing in this is a cowboy movie. People, you know, taking justice in their own hands because they don't feel the government, okay, is doing justice. So when the government is not doing justice,
yeah, but
people
why
feel like
do
they
we
take
have
justice.
To? But Brother Mercy, why are we so reliant on the government? Why has the government got to solve all our problems? You know, I mean, up with that?
Well, see, this is what's going on in Chicago. They figure they're gonna take it in their own hands. This is what happens when people take things in their own hands, and then we cry about people showing up dead. But
you got a little background noise there, Brother Mercy. You got a little background noise there. So I don't know what's going on, but you got a little background noise. I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, but I just wanted to say maybe people are taking justice in their own hands, and maybe if we knew the whole story, I'm not saying we would condone it, but maybe we might say, well, dang, we've heard of that before, or, you know, we've seen that
That's
before.
True. That's true.
But we don't know the whole
That's true.
Story. The news
and
only
you know what
us.
I'd like to do? I'd like to call Brother Mercy, the Milwaukee Police Department, and find out if these shootings are related to Chicago or not, and what kind of programs are out there that are curbing this type of violence. You know
right.
what I mean? What's going on out there? I mean, if you got a question you want me to ask, excuse me. If you have a question you want me to ask them, tell me now. I mean, how are they going to stop this? I mean, I'm going to get the Chicago Police Department, too. I'm going to get that phone number also. But is religion – I mean, Mike brought up an interesting point here. We need God. You know,
we need
some sort of morality in this country. We need some kind of, something there that's going to benefit everyone here in the long run. And I just don't know. I mean, maybe I should call the Milwaukee Police Department or the Chicago Police Department. I'm going to try to get their phone number. But how do you feel about that with, bringing religion? I mean, are we in a country today where we're so far from God in this country? It's crazy. And Brother Mercy, I don't know where you're from or what part of the country you're from. Tell me, how does God play in? And I'm gonna try to get Dr. Peter Venturi in here too. Also, how does God play a part into this? I mean, what's your opinion? Do we need religion, or is religion just gonna create more problems and division?
We definitely need religion, but I just wanted to say there are programs out there. I think it's a program called Cure Violence. It's a program that's actually based out of Chicago, and they go
really?
Across the country trying to stop. Yeah, they're trying to stop violence. It's called Cure the Violence Program. I mean, I don't know about a lot of them. I know about that one, but we probably need more programs. We need better education. I mean, the Chicago school system is suffering, just to let you know. I mean, the Chicago school system is really suffering. So that's part of the reason, too. I live in D.C. The D.C. schools are really suffering. So when you got low education, a lot of these places you'll see the school system. You look at their school systems and how they're rated, you'll see a lot of their school systems have low ratings. You'll see a lot of these cities, you'll see a lot of their school systems. So I see a correlation between education and violence. That's what I see.
Wow. So education is the key, basically. Is that what you're trying to say? Not religion or education?
Yeah, but hold on. But I like how you separated those two. But back in the day, our universities were started by churches. So, you know, education came out of the church. So they're not separate. A lot of people try to separate them, but they go hand in hand.
Okay.
Religion, education.
All right. Well,
to me, they're brothers and sisters.
Well, that's
one,
true. That's
know.
True. That's true.
One thing
that's
I'd
very
like to
true.
Know is
very true.
One thing I'd like to know is, person goes his life, doesn't know if he believes in God. You know, not a very God-likely person. Just living their life, and whatever happens, happens. But the moment he gets in a car accident and he's minutes before death, who's he calling on?
God. Oh, my God, right? I mean, you know. Hey, listen, let's call the Chicago Police Department. Brother Mercy, how are they implementing programs? I would like to know that. Let's just try to get some information. I'll handle it from there. Once. Let's try to call them and see what happens here real quick. Let's try to call them and see if I don't get a voicemail or something crazy here. Maybe I can get somebody live. Let's see here. I got Chicago PD on the line here. I'm calling them now. We'll see what happens. Got several numbers here to call. See if we can get a hold of somebody live instead of getting a voicemail. A voicemail, I'll just hang up on them. Because that's crazy. 70 people being gunned down.
Mailbox
50
4.
Dead.
Community policing is full.
Yeah.
You are being transferred
okay.
to the attendant.
Full. Oh, I'm being transferred. Okay. Oh, they hang up on me. They hung up, guys. There you go. That's your first death. Then you wonder why Chicago is broken. There you go. They just hung up on me. I'm being transferred to an attendant, and they hung up on me. All right, I got another number here real quick here. This is interesting. You know, I like doing this, actually. So I like to talk to people on the surprise here. And I'm allowed to do this. We are media. And we are a radio show, and we will talk. And I'll call them 50,000 times if I have to. They will answer me. All right, let's see here. Make sure I got the right number here. All right, let's call them and see what happens. All right.
Chicago Police, non-emergency Phillips.
Yes, Chicago Police Department, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina, and I have several people here from the Midwest on my telephone line. This is called the show Understanding the Times in Which You Live In Today. And we're talking about the recent shootings in Chicago, and we're just wondering what type of programs that the Chicago PD is trying to implement to stop this violence that we, your brothers and sisters, are hearing around the country today that's destroying your city. So can you give me any answers, or do you need to transfer me to somebody, or give me a number of somebody I can talk to.
I can give you the number to headquarters. Let me know when you're ready.
Give me your number. Go ahead.
Area code 312-745. Yes.
745-5103. Ma'am, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
All right.
All right, folks, that was the Chicago, that was an information number that I got. He hung up, so very good. Okay, good. And because we're trying to get some answers here, why people are being gunned down. This is like a war zone, okay? The streets of Chicago. And we're calling people, and we're going to get to the bottom of it here. And that's why this show is called Understanding the Times in Which You Live In Today, and that's why we do what we do. So everyone who's on the line here, stay on the line, please. And I'm gonna call the number that she recommended to me. And of course, I'll probably get a voicemail. And you know, I can't do voicemails on the program, but we'll see what happens. Maybe I could speak to someone live. We'll see. Let's see, 5103. She told me. Okay, I'm typing it in now. Let's call. Let's see here. Let's call headquarters. 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 The headquarters of gang violence. Let's see here. Let's see what we get here. Maybe we'll get somebody live.
Chicago Police Headquarters.
Chicago Police Department Headquarters. Who am I speaking to, please, if you don't mind me asking?
Officer Martinez, can I help you?
Officer Martinez, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. We are live on Blog Talk Radio, Understanding the Times in Which You Live In Today. We're talking about the violence in Chicago. and I was wondering what type. How's that? Hello? How about that, huh? He's going to gag me to a voicemail. We're going to call that bastard back, trust me. Because he's not going to, he's just not going to put me off like that. I don't play games. No. I'm a citizen
Office
of this
of Legal
Republic.
Affairs. For Sandy Brody, press 1. David Grigia, 2. Galen Caldwell, 3. Heather Daniel, 4. Robert Flores, 5.
No. We'll just hang up on you. Cancel that call, please. Cancel. All right. No. And they're still on the line, by the way. They can listen in their voicemails for all I care. You know what? I thought that was very unpolite of him to just transfer me without telling me he was going to transfer me. And I'm calling him back. I'm not going to play games. That's why their city is so broken today. Officer Martinez.
Officer Marchese, front desk lobby, shall we start court, help you?
Yes, how you doing? Is this Officer Martinez?
No, it's not Officer Martinez. Officer Marchese.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Good.
My name is Joseph Gibson. I'm calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm doing a radio show live right now. I don't know if you're able to speak or not, but I'm trying to wonder is what kind of programs the Chicago PD is implementing.
I'm sorry. I'm not talking live.
Okay, if I put you in a private room, can you give me some contact information maybe that I can call somebody? All right, he just hung up on me too. And those are the people that serve the community. No wonder why they're shooting each other in Chicago, folks. That's why they're shooting
so
everybody
can
in
the
Chicago.
People, can the people get
yeah,
justice by
people.
Calling the police?
No, they can't, Brother Mercy. No, they can't, Brother Mercy. We just saw it live on the air, didn't we? Didn't we, Brother Mercy? Did we not? Can the people get justice? No, they can't. There is no justice. There is no justice because you just saw what they did. I'm not talking live. Well, how about just telling me? You heard? Before I can ask him a question, he hung up on me, you know? So imagine if I'm calling in for a shooting. I can only imagine. Of course, I'm not going to do that because, you know, that's a crank call and I don't want to be in trouble. But I can only imagine what kind of chaos they have in Chicago, what kind of chaos they have. But I'm gonna take a different approach right now. I'm going to try a different approach because we want somebody on this radio show who's going to be able to answer questions because Mike brought up an interesting topic here. So I'm going to do it in a different way here. I'm going to use a different approach, a smart approach. So just be patient, everybody. Stay on the line, and then I'll get to the callers. And press 1 if you want to be heard here tonight. So let's just try a different approach here, see what happens.
We probably could call the governor's office.
Yeah, that I won't get nowhere there. I know that for a week. Try calling. But anyway. See what happens here. They may have my number blocked right now, so who knows? They could be typing in and blocking it. They've done that before, so I don't know. No city. I don't know.
Thank you for calling the Chicago Police Department's Office of News Affairs. Please choose from the following menu options. Press 1
and they
only
connect me
if you are a sworn Chicago police officer making notification to News Affairs. 2 for charging and mugshot information. 3 for
Let's
media
see if they
credential
connect me
information.
At the end.
4 for all other inquiries by media. 5, to obtain records such as copies of police reports. 6, for sex offender registration information. 7, for Freedom of Information Act requests. 8, for student requests for information.
For goodness
9,
sake.
For all other matters. And 0, to repeat the menu.
Please wait while I transfer your call.
Yeah, transfer me. Somebody human, please. Transfer me, please. Where is the music they play? That's not even up to date. At least they could do is play some like rap music or rock and roll or something. This music is from 1920s. Goodness gracious. Welcome to America, folks. Chicago PD. When you want to call for answers, this is what you get. And I have every right
Office
as a citizen.
Affairs, please choose from the following menu options.
All right, we're
press
not going to go through this
only
again.
If you are a sworn
we'll just,
Chicago
we'll
police
hang
officer.
Up on
make
him.
Notification.
We'll hang up on him, and we'll mute him, and we'll try to cancel that call. And let's see, where did we get Officer Martinez at? Where was he at? Let's try this. Let's do this. This is interesting. I love this switchboard. Block talk company. I love it. Hello? They got my number blocked, I think. I think they blocked me. Hello? They keep connecting me and passing me off because I'm hearing people in the background, so... That's fine. They know I'm the media and I'm harassing them. And that's what they're doing. So what they're doing is passing my call off. And it's very
thank
interesting.
You for calling the Chicago Police Department.
Yeah,
Office
okay.
Of News
Let's
Affairs.
Just hang up on
please
him.
Please choose from the following menu right. options.
No, we'll hang
hey,
up
Joe?
On you. All right. Yes.
Joe?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I'm just a thought in my head. You know, in Milwaukee here, we have these lawyers that come on TV all the time, you know, we'll fight for your case and blah, 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 and everything else. And there's a big one in Milwaukee called UP and Abraham. I don't have their phone number, but, you know, this guy has a thing. It says, one call, that's all, you know, and maybe you
well,
get
that, give
me
that
talking.
Number, Mike. If you can get that number and give it to me, Mike, I'll call him live on the air.
I can't get it.
Or we could do it next week. That's okay, Mike. But you know, I'm sick and tired of this. We got a city in America, and all the cities across America are war zones. You know, 72 people shot in Chicago, and I can't get an answer. And here I am calling, and you heard how I addressed the call. I wasn't rude.
Well, maybe,
I was just asking for answers.
Maybe the majority of those 72 people were calling the police department for help, and after they went through what you went through, they shot themselves.
Yeah, and that's the problem. And you know, I want anyone out there to press one here if you want to
he
talk about this.
He said they shot themselves. That's funny. He said they shot themselves.
You're absolutely right, Brother Mercy. You know what? That's probably what they did. They just shot themselves. I said, the hell with it. I tell you what. I got another caller here on the line. I want everyone to press one tonight. Everyone gets a chance. Everyone, please. And I'm back on the air here, and I'm going to try to do a show next Thursday also. And I want people to come up with show ideas, and I want to hear from you. We could talk about the Bible. We could talk about religion. And there's another topic I want to bring up, too, about South Africa here tonight. And South Africa, where the white farmers are forced to give up their farms over there. That's an interesting topic that the media is just starting to touch upon. And I talked about it about 2 months ago. So that's how far. So that shows that we are really up to date here on Blog Talk Radio. We know what's going on. And also, I want to let you know, Alex Jones has been banned from most alternative media. We can talk about that, too. I'd like to get old Alex or someone from his InfoWars crowd here on the program now that he's been banned. And, you know, I use a platform of his, and I get a lot of InfoWarriors that call into the program here. So I'm going to try to do that here in the next couple of weeks also if I have time. I don't know. I have to live. I'm probably going to be homeless soon, so I don't know. But anyway, let's get area code 203. I think this is BitBanker. Go ahead, BitBanker. Hello.
You could say it's me. Is that Gruber that he's talking about, law offices?
I don't know.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. Well, the phone number is 877-276.
Hang on. 877
276 H-U-R-T.
Yep. What the hell does that mean? H-U-R-T.
Hurt. H-U-R-T. It's a law office. They're out for the money.
I just want a number. I just want a phone number. I got 877-276. You remember, I'm on a phone here, so I can't be translating numbers here.
Yeah.
So just give me a phone number.
Well, whatever number corresponds to H-U-R-T, I don't know.
Well, I can't do that right now. But anyway, welcome to the program, BitBanker. It's been a while. We haven't been on the program in a while, and there's a lot of people here who should be on the program here. And I know Elizabeth Rondo, she is on the program here listening. I want to say thank you so much for listening. And then we still got a Chicago number on the line, and I hope they're getting an earful on their voicemail. They're probably playing it over and over. I don't care, because I am the news media. This is Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which you live in today. And your department is Malfeasia. It's a Malfeasia department working not under the color of law, but under a corporation that does not care about the people. They don't care about the people. And they don't have to care about the people because they're a corporation. Okay? And when you learn about the Republic, you'll know about that. So I just wanted to say that because that pisses me off right then and there. But anyway, and I know it doesn't hold up in the courts anymore. I know it doesn't, because you'll go into the court and you'll tell the judge you are in order, not out of order, sir, and they'll arrest you still. They got the tasers, they got the guns, and they know what they're doing. And that's why the people in Chicago are shooting each other. They're just killing themselves, like Brother Mercy said. But anyway, everyone press one tonight if you want to get on the program. All right, go ahead, BitBanker.
Well, you know what they say, better to get pissed off than pissed on. But anyway, you were talking before about $5 million bonds and illegal immigrants and things of that nature. And well, what I heard recently, that down in, and I believe it was Delaware, an immigrant murdered two people. He got a $140 fine. That was the outcome. But, you know, that's what some of these people...
What is an illegal immigrant? But what is an illegal immigrant? Is someone illegal for coming into this country? I want to know that. Does the country have a right to secure its borders? I mean, I believe
it does. But see, these people aren't coming through the proper border channels. They're climbing the walls and everything. And well, I can't say all of them are, but if they just come through the right way, they may get a chance. But I guess they're not coming through the right way.
Well, that's true. I mean, you have to have law and order. I mean, you can't have – I mean, and I was hoping MandelaCon would call in tonight here because he's got the answer with the People's Revolution, and I would like to hear from what he has to say here. I was hoping I'd see his phone number here tonight pop up on the screen.
Well,
he's got
the
People's Revolution,
and
I want to know how that works.
The problem is the news. You know, what is it? That guy that from Trump's campaign there, he just got charged with 8 counts out of 18 or something, and Brennan had his security clearances taken back, and now he's on TV complaining they're taking away his First Amendment rights and all that. It's the problem with the news. You know, Trump was on a boat and somebody's hat flew off, and then Trump jumped down and got the hat and swam over and got it because he was on a boat, and the news reports, you know, Trump can't swim. Well, they're reporting that Brennan, you know, he's losing his First Amendment rights, and that's what they're complaining about. Well, when you're part of the military and everything, you're prohibited from saying negative things against the president and things like that. And when you're part of the CIA, your First Amendment rights are already curtailed. You can't speak your mind. You have to go by what you're told and everything. So the media is reporting everything exactly wrong. That's what they're doing. But the problem is the people, part of this media, they want these people coming across the borders. They want the open borders. You know, we're hurting the kids, and we've been all through that. Well, what about the kids of American citizens that get arrested, they get yanked off to jail for no reason? Nothing said about that. You know, when are we going to have an investigation of Hillary Clinton that goes back to 2005, like this guy that got arrested for Trump, and don't give all the people immunity that are going to testify? When is that going to happen? Well, that's what
true.
I want to know. So here's what's happening.
True. That's true.
I used to watch Fox News, and I watch CNN too. But as soon as they start talking nonsense like this, when they start talking that Brennan's on there and they're saying his First Amendment rights have been taken away, that's exactly true, but they're not telling you the whole story. When they get on there and they start talking about open borders and they won't answer a single question directly. It's all around the bush and never answer it and evade the question and talk about something
else.
Well,
that's just like the courts. Yeah, that's just like the courts. Yeah, all they do is avoid the questions and everything. But anyone that's just tuning in, I just want to let you know we have the Chicago Police Department on the line here. And they couldn't give us any answers about the violence that's going on in Chicago. They're all shooting each other and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, anyway, I got other callers on the line, too. But, Mitt Banker, go ahead and finish your point. And then I got a couple other callers here I got to get to.
As long as you ever think maybe they don't want to talk to you, maybe it's all planned that way. I was on the phone with Amazon the other day trying to get an answer. 5 straight hours on the phone with Amazon trying to get an answer. Not one person could give me an answer or connect me to a person that had any more knowledge of them. You ask them for a supervisor, and it's all a pre-programmed script. They go through the same script over and over again in a rotating schedule because you get the same questions. And maybe everything is just planned that way. You can get somebody else on
it. It is planned that way, and that's your new world order coming your way. So that's what's happening. We'll get Dr. Peter Ventura on here maybe in a little bit here to explain the New World Order, because that's what people need to understand. This is going to be your government soon. Anyway, 206, welcome to the program. Hello.
Hey, Joseph, it's your best bud in the whole world.
Oh, boy. I didn't recognize the number. I just saw them. You were waiting a while. Oh, my goodness. It's Tone. Tone, how you doing, Tone?
I'm doing
well. You missed a good show, Tone. You missed a good show. We had the Chicago PD on the line. We're talking about everything here tonight. I'm trying to get Mandelicon on to try to talk about the People's Revolution, but he won't come on. I'm trying to look for his phone number. I got about 30 numbers here that I'm trying to get here. Nobody's pressing 1 because they're all scared. But anyway, what's on your mind, Tone?
Well, I was calling up to get an I told you so.
You told me about what? What'd you tell me so?
What do you mean I told you about what? I've been telling you about Trump this whole time, and you guys are still on this kick believing all the nonsense.
Well, what are we believing about Trump? Trump is doing the best job he possibly can. I know he's full of crap. All of them are. They're puppets, Tone. They don't run the government.
Well,
he does. Trump has no control over anything. You know that. Come on.
First off, I don't know what the hell that had to do with anything. Trump's a complete idiot, and that's what we're talking about is the ties with Russia. Talking about the Russian ties.
Yeah, well,
Joseph.
The ties with Russia. How long are we going to talk about Russia with Trump, everybody? Come on.
Forever.
And I want everyone here.
It's
you press the number
going.
1, I'll get you on here. Let's talk about Russia. Well,
hey,
come on.
Joseph.
Tone, you
Joseph.
Know that's an old topic. Come on,
stop.
Brother.
You guys, this is one of the tactics besides deflecting is acting like you don't care about the topic and won't everybody move on. Nobody's moving on, and he's going down. That's it. That's
oh,
where we're
no,
at
Trump's
right now.
Going to be president until he's voted out, Tone. You know that. Come on. And let me ask you a question.
No. I don't want him impeached. I don't want him impeached. Absolutely not.
All
I don't
right.
want him impeached.
Hey,
we
hey,
have
Tone.
To let this play out because every single one of you guys are being exposed, and it's showing that you guys have been
got a question
so
for you, Tone.
So
and I want everyone to press
but,
1 if you want
but,
to get in on the conversation
but,
here. Go
but,
ahead.
But hey, Tone, isn't Trump doing everything or trying to do everything that he said he was going to do? I mean, he even got North Korea, what presidents couldn't do for 50 years. Well,
do you think North Korea is good now?
I didn't say it was good, but he did something that other presidents couldn't do for 50 years.
So what? So then that means we throw out the Russia investigation?
No, I'm not talking about Russia. I'm asking you if don't you think he's accomplishing his task that he said he was going to do in his campaign?
No, I don't. And
so what hasn't he done?
Building the walls first off. Building the wall, he said Mexico was going to pay for it. Everybody laughed. I have recordings of this show where you guys laugh and say Mexico's going to pay for it. Now Mexico's not going to pay for it. You're paying for it. Now I laugh.
Okay. That's only one. What about taxes? You know,
what about
draining the swamp and getting all these corrupt people out of there? Isn't that
he's
happening?
He's the corrupt one.
Well, I know, but isn't he doing that? Well, maybe he'll get himself
out,
too.
Yeah, he's getting himself out.
Okay.
And hold on. And this draining of the swamp is an Alex Jones thing. Remember those poor people that suffered in Sandy Hook where you get the same idea of draining the swamp? When are you going to realize that you've been lied to, Bitbanker?
Oh, we've all been lied to, without
There's
a doubt.
There's no way you can stand up anymore. You're not with God. You're with Trump. You don't care about truth.
Oh, well, certainly we do.
Then if you care about truth and you care about God, care about his people, care about his laws, and care about what's going on, and don't
okay.
side with
Do you
with
think
people.
We'd be better off with Hillary Clinton?
Well,
I mean, do you think we would have been better
point.
Off?
Well,
that's my point.
That's a really stupid question. Let me tell you that. That's a stupid question because, first off, who the fuck knows? Hillary could have blown up this whole world by this time, or she could have made it better. Do I personally think that she would have done better? Absolutely, I think she would have done better. But that doesn't mean
really?
She would have done better or done worse. That's just my opinion, and that means
nothing. Yeah, but you know what? Trump's president, and she's not.
Yeah, he's president, and he's going down, and she's not.
Well, you see,
where's
my
he going,
point, my
where
point
is
this, though.
Where is Trump
he's,
going?
He's acting on his campaign. He's acting on his campaign promises, and I'm just waiting for his final one to come out. That's all.
Okay, name five that he did since he's done everything, and I know of like 20 campaign promises. Name five that he accomplished since he did it all.
Well,
I
don't
understand what you're talking about. Besides the taxes, is the only one I could think of. That he helped out people with taxes, but
well, I'm only
I'm only
concerned about one that he hasn't done yet. That's all.
What?
Well, that's if I'm if I was president, you'd be in jail.
Why is that?
Because that's what he told Hillary. That's the one I'm waiting for.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
What the hell are you talking? I just asked you to name five. And you turn around and you talk about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton's not in office. The corrupt one's in office, and he's going down. You have the FBI going after him. All of his lies have been exposed, over 4,200 since he's been president. And you still think by deflecting to Hillary Clinton that you're making a good point.
And over 7,800 by Barack Obama's tone. But the fact of the matter is we can all analyze everything a man says.
I couldn't answer five. I told you that, Tone. Tone, I told you I couldn't answer five because I didn't know.
Like Trump. Tone, why don't you like
Joseph.
Trump? And anyone, press
because,
number one if you don't like Trump,
you,
please.
It's easy. Because you're not living in truth. You just made up that whole fucking fact about Barack Obama because you guys just make up facts in order to support your opinion. I've been actually trying to look for all the lies that Obama actually told.
Does Donald Trump really run the country, Tone? Tone, we've spoken
about
this
many times. If you like your doctor, you can keep him.
So what does that have to do? That's a big lie that he told. Yeah, not saying that he never told a lie. You're the one that's saying that Trump is perfect.
No,
I'm
not.
Telling you that
I'm just saying Trump is fulfilling his obligations
you
of what he said he would do.
Barack Obama. Let's go tit for tat for lies that Obama told to Trump. I can name a ton right now. You start off with Obama. Let's play a game. Go.
Play a game.
I don't want to talk about Obama.
Obama is gone. For the eight years Obama was in office, Tone, he destroyed this country the best he possibly could.
The only thing I can say about Obama, which comes to mind, is he wouldn't say radical Islamic, whatever it was. He wouldn't say that word, and everyone had to force him to come out to do something against Muslims and everything. And when he left the presidency, he bought a house right in back of a mosque. So evidently there's ties somewhere. The lies that we can prove,
mosque,
you know, are one thing. The ones
out.
We can't are another.
So wait. You said the house.
We know Obama, Tone, screwed up the health care system. We know he screwed up the health care system so bad that people are still suffering around the country today. We know Obama did
absolutely.
Do that.
Yes, I agree. Are we in agreement
Thank
on that?
Thank you.
And
Other
we know
country.
That Trump colluded with another country to get this presidency.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
we already
oh come
with
on. No, no. Hillary Clinton
on.
Is the one. Hillary Clinton is the one that paid $14 million for that report dossier.
Yeah, I
She's
know.
The
I
one.
Know your propaganda right. without checking facts there, bit banker. I know.
No,
but
no.
listen here for a second. You've been part and bamboozled, and you're going to continue to deflect to people that aren't even in office, like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, because that's what you're trained to do. If you listen to any of the radio shows, you guys all have the same ideas because you've been
right.
brainwashed. And now it's been popped.
Well, tell me what idea are we supposed to have,
and
Tone?
Hold on.
Shouldn't we support our president, Tone? Shouldn't we not?
No.
Shouldn't we support our president, Tone? I mean, our president is not. I mean,
are you
our president
me?
Has
Excuse
completed
me.
Many of the promises he said he would do. You know, yeah, he
I
didn't
love
build
how you
the
said
wall
respect
yet.
The president.
Okay,
you're disrespecting the presidency of Barack Obama, and then you're asking me to respect the presidency.
Barack
of
Obama
Trump.
Was
you're
not an American. He was never president. He was not an American.
And this
that was
is
proven
and
through
another,
his birth certificate.
There's
he
your
was
another,
a fraud.
There's your other lie that Trump told you. There's another proven fact that's already been proven, but you'll keep going with it because you're dumb.
But anyway, Barack Obama's gone. George Bush
but anyway,
is gone.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today, Tone. Tone, let's talk about today.
Okay,
are you better off, Tone? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are you?
No. Is this country
no,
better
not.
Off than we were 4 years
the
ago?
The economy is
or
not better
I,
than what it was 4 years ago or 8 years ago?
No.
You're telling me gas
no.
prices have not come down to a stabilization period where you're paying where it wasn't going to $350, $280, you know?
Hold on.
Every, I mean,
hold
come
on,
on,
hold on,
now.
Hold on, hold on.
Housing?
Let me,
housing?
Okay, you just talk about
come
the gas
on.
Prices. The gas prices.
The unemployment
you just
rate,
about
Tone?
That. Barack, listen. Barack Obama brought down the gas prices after a recession that started because of a Republican Party that never raised taxes for a war that we should have never been in, and he stabilized it. Now look at the gas prices going off with the fucking oil now in Iran. You tell me if it's going to be better
Tone.
In another year. There,
Tone, America
right
is
about
exporting more oil than ever before today. America
That's
is
right.
exporting
hey,
more oil than ever before today. Thanks to Barack Obama being out of the way, not trying to bankrupt the coal companies, not trying to bankrupt
You're
the fracking companies
the president,
that
then.
Are up there. All right. Well, I don't know. Who do you want to be president, Tone? Who would you would prefer to be president?
I want the – who would I like to be president right now? I used to be a big Paul Ryan fan. I was the biggest Paul Ryan fan in the world. But he's a big sellout piece of shit now, too. So
he is
I don't
a
really
bitch.
Care for
I'll
him.
I'll agree with
but
you,
But if
though,
I had
is.
To choose somebody, if I had to choose somebody, McCain. McCain's my man.
McCain? He's got brain cancer, for God's sake. He's nuts. McCain.
So, he's nuts. Joseph, he actually
For goodness sake, brother, he's dying of brain cancer.
You're
we don't
nut.
Need McCain in there. Come on now. But anyway,
hey,
that's hypothetical. Tone, those are hypotheticals. But I want to talk to you about the shootings in Chicago, Tone. What the hell
sure.
is going on in Chicago?
What
the hell
is going
on, brother?
I don't know.
Explain
don't
it
know.
To me. 72 people shot? Over 54
yes.
dead? That's more than Fallujah, for goodness sake. Come on,
I'm a
brother.
I'm criminal science major. I've been studying Chicago for years before it even came on the news and became
How do we,
a big problem.
Well, I just tried contacting the Chicago PD live on the air with Brother Mercy. I had Mike from Wisconsin. He's in that area. Milwaukee, because they're spreading
they're
to Milwaukee the
you.
Violence. You're right. But I'm just trying to say, Tone, what is the answer? How do we solve this violence, this gang violence? What do you recommend, Tone,
I can give you my opinion,
since you're
but
knowledgeable?
I don't know. Okay, so in order to understand and solve a problem, you have to study it from the bottom up. And I'm not going to bore you with details right now, but I'm going to say it this way, okay? The problem through
All right.
Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, and other big cities is this. When in the 60s, after we had after discrimination was abolished after Jim Crow and everything like that, you had a lot of black people from the South flock to a lot of the big cities in different parts of the country. Okay, at that time, the police department, unbeknownst to themselves, they were kind of people products of their own environment, and they weren't necessarily thinking that they were doing anything wrong, but they were segregating the people again. And Los Angeles is a very famous case where people were coming out of their neighborhoods, black people, and they were being pulled over, and white people were getting pulled over when they were going into the neighborhoods because they were calling them drug neighborhoods, okay? So
that's
they call
these
high-crime neighborhoods, okay? So high-crime neighborhoods is something that somebody terms, but what makes a high-crime neighborhood? If there's a lot of car stealing in Beverly Hills, but there's not in let's say, Compton, people are going to automatically turn around and say it's a high-crime area in Compton because there's shootings. Yes, there's more shootings in Compton, but there's more burglaries in Beverly Hills. So it's a term that anybody, any police officer could give, and it doesn't have any coin to it. So when that's an excuse that they used for a long time. Now, the neighborhood started not trusting the police, and it started turning into more of a rumor thing. People were gathering together.
The black community, Tone, not to interrupt you because I know you're in a big, deep train of thought right now, and you are making great points, but doesn't the black community in itself just, they kill each other constantly? And for what reason,
yes.
Tone? Why are they killing each other?
I'm going to tell you right now. Gangs, when people were segregated to these communities, they formed a trial of gangs. Now, gangs were invented mostly by different tribes. Like when you look at tribes in Europe during before Christ, there was tribes of people. We have that innate in us through evolution. We are tribal people, and I'll give you an example why. Some people like Fords. Some people like Dodge. Some people like Fords, but they like the Ford Mustang, and they don't like other cars. Every single person tries to click into a certain category, just like you, Republican, me. You always call me a Democrat. I'm more of an independent, but we put ourselves in these categories. Now, that happens in a neighborhood where schools are denied good books, good education, good high-paid teachers, and the crime area goes up, and it keeps going up, escalating, and you're arresting these people, and when you arrest them for small drug petty crimes and they come out, they can't get a job already. Now they have a criminal record when they're 16 years old. They come out and they didn't keep that thing off until, the mid-90s. And people were coming in and out of jail, and they're putting people in jail and bringing them out and putting them in and bringing them out. You know, in Los Angeles, California, this is the reason why I bring it up, we have more incarcerated than any other country in the free world. How is that possible? Because it's a continuous cycle of locking people up. So how do we go about doing this? Well, it's not going to happen overnight. Take a long time to start building up the schools, building up the community, and making trust back into the community and tying people in to be every single day. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, Tom, but, you know, that was I gave you the floor there, and I'm going to tell you right now, you're making excuses for the people and the communities, because there's a bigger problem here, a bigger problem. And now we can get into the conspiracy theorists. You know about Barry Seal, who traveled. You ever saw that movie American Made, when he's smuggling cocaine into the United States and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And I know the government. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we all know the corruption of the government. That doesn't make everything right, but there are good things about the government, like the republic in which it stands, is very important. And we are all entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. However, we have this liberalism and this nonsense, you know, this right-wing and drive-bys, like Rush Limbaugh wants to call them, drive-bys, that won't tell the truth on TV. And these people are brainwashed.
Right.
They're brainwashed, Tony, by the nonsense that we see on TV. You know, and that's why alternative media is so important. And that's why you're here, Tony, to seek the truth, to talk about the truth and get your voice heard. Okay? And that's what we need to do. And Tone, I may agree with you about probably maybe half the time, but you do bring up some good points. But the point, what I'm trying to bring is, though, we're bashing Trump. Trump is not the problem. He's not the problem.
Yes, he is.
How can we call Trump the entire problem of our society? That's totally insane.
I didn't say the entire.
About.
You just said that. I never said he was the entire problem.
That's
why
I'm
asking.
He's
not a problem. I said yes, he is.
I just said that tone, but we're labeling him that in the media, aren't we? Doesn't CNN make Trump the entire problem?
Wait, hold on. Whoa. Did Trump say – just tell me right now. CNN said that Trump's the entire problem of the whole country. That's what you're telling
no,
me.
No, they didn't say it directly or indirectly,
that, so
but they
up.
Proposed that
don't
in
make
the
a new
stories
narrative.
That they tell, Tone. Come on, you know that. Come on now.
Okay, well, you're the one that said it, not me. You're mad because I brought it up.
I know, but you're twisting
right now,
my words around,
truth.
Tone. You're twisting my words around. Now, Brother Mercy brought up something very important, religion and God.
Hold on.
We have come so far away from God in this country.
Who said that Trump was the entire problem? Who said Trump was the entire problem? Tell me that before
I
get off the subject, because I want you to answer that.
Nobody said that he was the entire problem. It's the way that they propose
it.
Let me finish, Tone. Let me finish. It's the way they make it out to be, like he is the big, evil, bad man.
That's the way you make it out to be.
No, that's the way the TV makes it out to be. I don't think he's the evil bad man. That's not the way I make it out to be, Tone. But Brother Mercy brought up a very interesting subject. And I don't know if we're going to have time to get to Dr. Peter Venturi here tonight, because I know you'd love to go at it with him, and I know other people would too. But the problem is we've gotten so far away from God in this country, you know. And I'm not talking about the Catholic Church, the pagan Catholic Church. You know, eating a wafer, talking about you're eating the body of Christ every Sunday. I'm talking about real religion and the pews. That what did Francis de Quelle say when he came to this country? He said, America is righteous. America is righteous. Okay? Why is America righteous? Okay? Because we speak the truth and we preach the gospel. Okay, and we have gotten so far away from religion in this country, it's not – I can't hear what you said. What did you say, Tone? You're talking over me.
Did you say that America
is righteous? Hang on. I got people in the chat room here who just want to make a and I want to talk about South Africa, Tone, also, where the white farmers are over there being – and I want to address that. I'd like to call South Africa and call the government of South Africa, and that's going to be the next thing I do on the next show, actually, because I don't have the time right now, where white farmers are being ordered – surrendered
Joseph.
Their farms. And hang on, Tone, hang on. I'm going to get your point. Tone, this guy Tone is an apologist for being white. Welfare and the federal government is the problem. People like Tone are the problem, and wouldn't be surprised if he is not a member of Antifa. Are you a member of Antifa, Tone?
Yeah, I've been a member for over 27 years now.
All right, well, they haven't been around for 27 years. But anyway, and I've got another individual here
Joseph,
who I've been waiting to call in now. I just finally
Joseph.
Seen his number. Hang on.
Joseph,
I want to talk about South Africa,
dodged.
Too, Tone.
Yeah,
excuse me.
Try to be a man and stand on your own 2 feet instead of dodging questions and finding out that you're lying and
all
making up lies.
Let's bring MandelaCon on. Let's bring MandelaCon on to the program. I've been waiting for him, actually. MandelaCon, welcome to the program. Hello.
Joseph runs better than anyone.
I do. I run fast. Go ahead, MandelaCon.
Yeah, you do, coward.
How you doing?
All right, go ahead, MandelaCon. I'm going to give you the floor for 5 minutes, and then I'll address Tone's complaints. Go ahead.
It's getting sicker and sicker around here, all I know. And I don't believe, feel, think, or have an opinion about nothing. So, you know, if you want.
I know. You only talk about what you know, MandelaCon, but what's going on with South Africa? Do you really think the white farmers should surrender their farms in South Africa? Do you really think that this is something that should be done? In South Africa, MandelaCon?
Hey, listen, let me say this to you, Joe. I don't like to be steered, right? I hardly listen to my father. I never listen to God. So don't steer me where you want me to go when y'all done went on here and just said a bunch of shit that going to get everybody slaughtered. All right? So let me say what I want to say. And I don't say anything for popularity or necessity. And if it had to do... If I say something the way you like it, that you want to be with me. But if it had to sacrifice the freedom and justice and independence of all my people, I don't want your goddamn unity. I'm telling you that straight up. See, I don't want no solidarity based on comfort. It's not black versus white. It's wrong versus right. And I know y'all ain't gonna ever, without some force, submit to what's wrong. You don't have to be forced to, whether that takes superior numbers or whether it takes some other force or Mother Nature or something. You're going to do it, whether you like it or not. And what I mean, do what? You're going to forfeit your fucked up contract. You remember the old Westerns? Remember the old Westerns? That's why I want everybody to go back and look at the old Westerns. The old Westerns used to say, you know, here come the white eyes. And they was feeling good. They said, look, we got some strangers. They call them the white eyes. And then later on they said, white man speaking with forked tongue. And then they said, look, treaty's no good. Treaties no good. Deals, whatever the fuck we said with them, no good. And then it said death to the white eyes. Right? Now, it was something that I always loved about the Indians. But then it was something I didn't like about the Indians. Then I found out what it was. You had no
goddamn...
Yeah,
they would eat each other.
No, no.
Cannibalism.
They had those little shaking hands and making a deal with the devil. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. They had those business shaking hands and making a deal with the devil. Ain't
yeah,
no
but worshiping a tree, though, Mandela Khan, is not really my type of way. You know what I mean? I mean,
well,
that's a
I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking
you
about
know?
You. I'm talking about what happened to my people based on what your people did. Now, don't try to...
Yeah, but what people? What people, Mandela Khan? What people? What people are you talking about? I don't know what people you're talking about. Can you educate me here? Your people.
Yeah,
what
I'm,
are your
I'm
people? Can you explain your people?
You talk like about immigrants, the illegal alien, European invader, immigrants that came
across
international.
Who did the Europeans invade, Mandela Khan? They invaded Africa, an underdeveloped country, Mandela Khan, that didn't have a motel there. They didn't even have a motel there, Mandela Khan.
I'm going to shut up and
come
let
on,
you go back.
Be honest with me, brother. Be
that.
Honest
but,
with me. Come
what
on.
I'm talking about. I'm
I don't think anybody had motel.
I'm back off your ass because you know what y'all done, and you know you're guilty, just like
the European
look at this.
Invader.
Look at this.
The European invader.
You're not going to let me I'm going to take little jabs at you while I can, because every time I get ready to knock your motherfucking ass out, you go into that little chuckle and start changing the subject. But let me do this to you. Now, y'all got great adventures. You got a zoo in every goddamn city. You got
yeah,
animal
filled
world.
With monkeys. All right.
Now,
anyway, look. What are you talking about
hold
a zoo
on.
In every city? What are you talking
no,
about?
No. Let me talk about the fuck I want to talk about, Joe. Or if I go the fuck on, let y'all do your shit, man. I'm not for this bullshit. Now,
come on, brother.
Remember,
let's talk English here. Let's talk English. Come on. Let's talk English.
Okay.
All right. Come on.
Now, talk about that. Now. Do you remember this
right,
motherfucking
well,
line?
I don't speak African. I'm sorry.
Remember this line named Cecil, right? Remember the gorilla named Harambe, right? Now,
yeah,
how many
I
excursions?
The apes. I saw the movie.
These good, beneficent, moral, ethical. As you say, the blacks just want the whites in South Africa. You know, kind of make a racial divide.
Well, that's what's going on, Mandela Khan? You think that's right, Mandela Khan? You think it's okay to burn white people, rip them out of their homes, and burn them to death and murder them? You think that's right, Mandela Khan? Do you think that's
I
fair?
Know that all them fucking
you
trophies.
You think it's right
that
blacks had against them?
All that shit you got up on your walls, you know, the moose heads. The elephant heads, the giraffe necks, and all that motherfucking shit.
And I don't have
let me
a
Mandela Khan animal.
Head on my wall. So what are you talking
animals,
about? What are you talking about?
The animals
about?
Don't like that shit. And the animals are fighting back against Tarzan. And you goddamn modern-day Tarzan.
Tarzan.
Y'all are the
Tarzan, same mythical creature.
Tarzan.
Yeah.
That you were doing the shit when you first got over there. Dutch boys, Union of South Africa.
Yeah,
the U.S.
and let me tell you, Mandela Khan. If those white European invaders did not come over there, you'd all be dead of AIDS, of Ebola, or something else. So
oh,
come
man.
On now. You're going to tell me the European invaders didn't come over there and develop South Africa into a very, very prominent country? A very
dangerous
country?
And saved Just like they came
here.
Yeah, I know.
The European invaders. Then why are you taking part of the system, Mandela Khan? Why are you taking part of the system?
Tell you what.
Take your passport, swim over to Africa, and, you know what I mean? Come on, my brother. Come on now.
And all y'all come on. Well, Jesus this or God this. Fuck you and your God. God is a tough motherfucker.
You're being like Tyrone Thompson, Mandela Khan.
Motherfuckers like Tone, Dr. Peter Who, you, y'all talking about your beneficent Christ and this.
Well, you're
Christ,
being like Tyrone Thompson.
God. You understand me?
Are coming out.
You understand me?
He's
y'all think you put that beneficent shit on me in a gift shop and the property from the
what
same
thing?
What
happened to the People's Revolution? What happened to the People's Revolution, Mandelicon? What, that went out the window? Because you know you couldn't
revolution. You ain't, goddamn, you ain't been on in 2-3 months. You running from your own goddamn life, for your own goddamn life. Where you are right now? Shut up. Now, let me get this here. Listen, in Chicago, as you were talking about, you don't think...
Yeah,
and
like a bunch of fucking animals. A bunch of nonsense. For what reason?
Here's what I know.
A corner. This is Martin Luther King Drive. I own this
street. Here's what you would really be complaining about. If them guns, all them guns that was left on the train or whatever the fuck, or wherever they got them, if they was pointing them motherfucking guns at the government, your motherfucking ass would be talking worse than you're talking now. Same with you, Tony. If them motherfucking little Raheem over there, Junebug and Aaliyah, would point them weapons that they pointing at themselves, where they won't smack white power with a wet paper motherfucking towel. If they were smacking white power with them goddamn guns, you motherfuckers would be talking out the east end of a horse's ass. So don't act like you
Mandela
really care.
Mandela Khan has got nothing to do with white power, Mandela Khan. They're fighting over a damn corner. They're fighting
you
over
are
a
lying
side.
In
come on, man. Come
what.
On.
Did you take
this white power line, Mandela Khan?
You're talking about the phone that and the government. What
they're
were they fighting over?
Martin Luther King Drive. That's what they're fighting
okay,
over.
Okay, so what was
John
Gotti and
Al
Capone?
Come on,
Al Capone. It was Al Capone.
You go anywhere
and,
in this country, Martin Luther King Drive is nothing but a crack haven. Why? That's really honoring a civil rights leader. That's really
what?
Honoring.
Because America is a bad neighborhood. You
I
can't find a neighborhood in America. I don't give a fuck if you're a Mormon or a Quaker.
I know. The white man. I know. It's your white man. The European invaders fault.
You hey, can I have 30 seconds?
Go ahead.
Who's that?
Okay. Hey, I'm just going to I'm gonna close out because I got to leave right now, Joseph. But,
hey, listen.
Hey,
but before you close, if you say some crazy shit, Tone, let me say something to you crazy right now because I knew you, motherfucker. Let me say something to you right now, because I know you.
Okay, take the dick out of your mouth so I can understand clearly.
You ain't an ethical moral God. You're a no-good bastard. I want you to know that. So when you say you're going to cut out, I'm just going to say some crazy shit.
I'm a newbie caster.
So go ahead and say your crazy shit, but I'll beat you to the punch, because I know you're a motherfucking walking demon. Go ahead.
I'm a walking dead?
Demon.
Take the dick out. I can't understand you.
Well, go ahead. Say what you're going to say. Go ahead and do your hit-and-run tactic, just like white power always do, hit-and-run. Come
Jesus,
stick them out,
you got the balls in there with the dick? I can't understand a fucking thing, dude.
That's okay. You ain't going to never understand nothing I say. Never. So it don't
it's
matter.
It's okay that you suck dick? It's not okay, Medelicon. You got to take
it's
that dick
okay
out and you got to talk like a man.
You're a shit eater. You eat shit. You vacuum assholes out, punk motherfucker.
Mandelicon,
I don't know.
I have a question for you. Mandelicon, I have a question for you. Why, throughout the history of the continent of Africa, why have all the tribes been fighting with each other if you blame the European invaders? Why? Why?
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I don't get it.
There's not a president in Africa that represents the people. Just like there's never been a president in America that represents the people. So you get it. But you know that conquer, divide, that bribe, extortion, give a motherfucker some cocaine, give a motherfucker some air-conditioned cars, some French whores, and some cognac.
Obama representing the people.
Okay. You think
hey,
you made it,
Joseph, can I have 30 seconds? Then I got to go.
All right.
Oh,
give Tone 30 seconds. Hey, Mandelicon, give Tone 30 seconds, and then we can wrap up the show. I'm going to give you your say, Mandelicon. Don't worry. I always do. Go ahead, Tone. Go
hey,
ahead.
Like I said, dude, this is the great part about being American. If we like to fight, and we will continue to fight, And no matter who anybody is, Joseph, I think, is in complete denial. I do think that he lies to himself. I think that he's a racist. He lies to himself about that. I think that Trump is gone, and he lies to himself about that. I think that he's already been found out with all this Alex Jones stuff, and he lies to himself about that. And hopefully one day he'll find out that he's part of a very dangerous religion as well. But with the lying to himself, I don't think he really will. And shame on even his cousins who even don't even stand up for stolen valor, even though they know exactly that that's what happened. And as for Madelikon, you're just a grumpy old man, and you're so easy to rattle up. Don't get so butthurt, okay? Get out of your ass and your mouth in order to talk clearly. Don't be such a
little
bitch,
all
okay?
Right, all right,
hey, Joseph,
all
keep
right.
it up.
I'll
keep
see you
up.
Next Tuesday.
Good
Donald.
Work, man.
We'll be here.
You're a good Christian. That's a good ball guy, Donald. I love your religion. You perpetuated. It sounds so goddamn good. That's why fuck
good.
You and your God,
thank
too.
You.
All right,
thank
all right,
you.
Guys.
I'm glad we can end
all
on a positive
guys, guys,
note.
Guys,
all right,
guys, come on with me. Come on. It's a family show. Come on now. All right, listen, guys.
Okay,
all right, Tone, next Thursday I'll be here, Tone.
Sounds good, dude.
I'll be here next Thursday.
Have a good day. Be safe.
God Tone, I'll be here next Thursday. All right, take care, Tone. All right, Madelikon, if you can keep your language to at least somewhat professional, I'll give you 5 minutes to wrap up the program, and then I'll give everyone else their 5 minutes, okay? Madelikon,
yeah.
You go first. Go ahead.
I appreciate that. And I appreciate you raise the bar for me, and then your good ethical, moral, religious buddies. You know, they come in one week. Well, Jesus said this, or God is this. And then the next week, I got dick in my mouth and in my ass, right? That's really
all right,
what I'm talking about.
Come on now, come on.
Don't put on my ass. You let that motherfucker talk about me like that. Don't shut up. Listen, let me say this real good and nice. Let me be ethical and moral. This is the reason why this country is incapable of being a just broker when it comes to doing the right thing. The United States of America, just like Israel, is incapable of some peace accord because it is in cahoots. Just like United States of Union of South Africa, USA, it's incapable of being a just broker anywhere in African and indigenous people's lands. What needs to be done is like my grandmother used to tell me, that baby, you can come over, you can have fun, you can do your thing, but when you finish messing everything up, everything got to be put back where it's belong, and I'm not going to do it. You're going to do it. I thought about that the older I got. Do you know this country's all messed up? You got an alphabet soup of people in it from A to Z, and nobody can spell their name. And I mean that concretely. I'm talking about spell it in an ethical moral where we say we're going to live and let live in one love. Love is hate. Hate is what America is. Now, you can go tell your wife, I love you, baby. But the next week, you're going to damn near beat her to death. You know, I hear us talking about, well, I love my people, black people. Oh, you do? Well, shit, if you love us, then I want some hate. Okay, I don't want no more love like this. This ain't no love. See, y'all speak in tongues. That's why the natives used to say, you speak us in forked tongues. You say one thing, but you do another. So my problem with the whole thing is that the people are the government, and the government's not the people. Y'all like idol worshiping, you know, this guy, you like Obama, or you didn't. You like Trump, or you don't. But the system, stupid, it's the system that's got to be overturned. Even as I became president, the system is still going to be a carnivorous flesh eater. The system is still going to be a bloodthirsty blood cult. You don't know that America was founded as a blood cult. You got to have blood to have America. You got to have blood flowing in the streets all over the world. You got to. Without it, you don't have America. That's why the People's Revolution is here to destroy it. Destroy it. It's got to be destroyed, and everything's got to be rebuilt. Y'all don't know that. And it's just a short dynasty anyway, so it's not like it's something that lasts for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. No. Hell, the country's only 250. And only 500 years has been going through this cataclysm. So it's not like
1 minute,
long...
Madelikon. 1 minute.
Yeah, it's not like it's been some long period of time that, well, now America got to fall because, you know, this is the best thing going around in the world. Well, it's a failed experiment. whether you like it or not. It's a failed experiment, just like the whole planet Earth, even Africa. This is a test that everybody's failing. You don't look at it that way, but everybody in every place from Maine to Florida, Washington State to California, the UK for the mother, to the University of Kentucky, from the Congo to the Bongo, this experiment of live and let live in one love, nobody could even put that on the table as though that's an itinerary or a precursor to how we get along on this earth. So it's about over, and Mother Nature is what's going to destroy the United States of America. That's what I say, right? It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature, and I'm her son. Y'all don't realize it, that Mother Nature is going to destroy this country with y'all black and white asses together if you don't follow the careful instructions of a total recall of the corporations and your corrupted elected officials who were selected. None of them were selected. So the bottom line is they got to come out, go to jail. The corporations have to forsake their mission of profits over people. And if a corporation ain't putting people over profits, it's got to go. Bottom line, there it is. Bang.
All right, Metallicon, I want to give Brother Mercy a couple minutes here, and then I'll check in with the other callers here, and anyone else wants to press one, you can get a minute. So go ahead, Brother Mercy, real quick. Go ahead.
Hey,
I know you heard a lot.
Come back to me.
Mike. All right, Mike. Go ahead, Mike. Mike out in Wisconsin. Go ahead. Why don't you go ahead and take a minute or two? What you got from tonight's program? If you got anything.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Joe. Boy, we really started out with just kind of scraping the bottom of the jar, but it filled up pretty fast, and good conversation. I don't know if we solved any problems, but you know what? If you don't talk about it, then you know you forget it. And
right.
as long as we're not really hurting each other, then it's a good discussion. But
right.
I'm very happy that Joe's back on Thursday nights. As you can see, there's a lot of people that enjoy his show and the way he runs it. And I got to give him credit. Okay, he's hung on. And I'm proud to be a listener. Anyway, y'all have a good
evening. Appreciate it, and I don't know if Bit Banker has something he wants to say to address tone and everything. He can take a couple minutes, and I'll get to Brother Mercy, and then I'll wrap up the program. I don't know, Bit Banker, go ahead.
I ain't got much to say. It's a good show. Nice listening to Tone. Tone's got some good points, you know. But again, he gets off the wall too, and just like the news broadcast, won't listen to anything. You're just off the wall. But it's nice to listen to the show again. It's been a while. And if you get some time, do another one.
All right, thanks. All right, Brother Mercy, are you ready? You can take 2 minutes, and then I'm going to wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to say this has been a good show, funny show. What I noticed is when you asked that question about why blacks are fighting against blacks, I mean, that's not a very intelligent question when you come down to study history. The whites has always used blacks to fight against blacks. You study history through the Civil War. They split up the slaves to fight with the British and to fight with the United States. In Africa, all the nations were drawn by Europeans. They drew all the nations, separating them. So the Europeans has always separated people of color. So I don't understand why that's so hard to understand, why they can't get along. Because they've always divided those with melanin in their skin. So I just wanted to say that's an easy answer to answer. You divide and conquer. And that's what the Europeans did. They divided and conquered in regards to that. In regards to Trump, I think it's obvious that Trump has been not doing the right thing. I think he got his hand caught in the cookie jar a few times. And I think he's told a lot of lies. And I think he's getting caught in his lies. So I just feel like, you know, it's pretty obvious what's going on and why all the shootings are going on, because there's no justice and no peace. That's all I had to say. Brother Mercy out.
All right, Brother Mercy, thank you. Next Thursday, I hope you'll join me, Brother Mercy. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to get into creation.
You know, and I'd like to get Dr. Peter Ventura on here, and let's have a theological discussion here, a true theological discussion, a theological political discussion, actually, that affects us today. I think that would be a good thing for next Thursday. I'll get Dr. Peter Ventura on board. Maybe I can get another pastor on board where we're not going to be arguing or, you know, but having a very theological discussion and creation. Because, look, you have to get to the bottom of everything, and you need to get to the beginning of everything before you can understand what's going on today. And that's the name of the show, Understanding the Times in Which You Live in Today. How could you understand the times that we live in today if we don't understand each other or understand anything that's happening in our world today? So that's why I brought the program forward, and we'll bring it forward again in the future. Next Thursday, we'll do another show next Thursday. I promise you that. So I'll go ahead and program it and tell a friend. Bring some friends on. Let's bring other voices on to the program. I'm challenging all of you out there to do that. You need to bring someone else, and even you that were listening tonight who didn't press one. And there were numerous callers here on the line tonight that did not press one. So I'm challenging everyone out there. You want me on the air here talking about these issues, then bring someone on. Hey, even if just say, hi, I enjoy the program, no matter what. Just bring someone else. I know MandelaCon has brought people on the program before, and I know Brother Mercy has. I know BitBanker has. I know Mike has tried to bring people on. So let's do that, okay? And I see a bunch of other people on the phone line also, all right? And I want to say thanks to Elizabeth Rondo for staying on the program here all night listening. Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville, Connecticut, who actually last year at this time was supposed to be dead, but she's still alive. So, goes to show you what doctors know. But anyway, we'll go ahead and wrap up the program. I'll end the episode. I want to say thank you for everyone listening tonight. Thank you very much. God bless. Take care.